Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
As in the rest of the country, the coronavirus pandemic is having a devastating impact on Wyoming's economy. In a survey conducted earlier this week, 30% of respondents say they had lost their jobs, with 50% saying they or a family member has had their wages and or hours cut. By the end of March, the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services reported over 8,000 filed claims for unemployment, mostly from people in the hospitality industry. And experts all seem to agree we are still in the early stages of the pandemic. The number of Wyoming residents confirmed with the virus continues to grow. As of Thursday, the number was at 153, with Fremont County leading the state, both in virus count and hospitalizations. Fully half of Fremont's hospital patients are in critical condition and are on ventilators. This news comes on the heels of an announcement from the Wyoming Department of Health that they will prioritize testing to the highest risk segment of the population. And despite a no-visitor policy and stringent sanitation protocols, two registered nurses at Cheyenne Regional Medical Center have tested positive for the virus. The survey conducted by the University of Wyoming's Survey and Analysis Center also show overwhelming support for Governor Mark Gordon's handling of the crisis. Gordon has not issued a shelter-in-place order for Wyoming, which would undoubtedly have more adverse impacts on the economy, though the medical community says it's in the best interest of public health. But even without the order, nearly 82% of respondents say they are taking the governor's advice to heart and practicing safe conduct, including social distancing and self-quarantine. President Trump did not fare quite as well as Gordon, but his numbers are still in positive territory, with 62% saying they approve of his leadership and handling of the situation, while 34% disagree. The majority, 55%, say they trust the information Trump is providing about the disease.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Federal and state agencies are warning people to be on the lookout for scams related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Office of the Inspector General, and the Office of Investigations recently issued a warning about con artists offering supposed coronavirus test kits to people on Medicare. The victims are being targeted through text messages, telemarketing, social media, and even door-to-door visits. The scammers are collecting personal information which could then be used to bill federal health programs. On top of that, some of the test kits are not approved by any medical authorities and may be misleading or actually harmful to people using them. The Federal Communications Commission is advising people to take the following steps to protect themselves from coronavirus cons and scams in general. 1. Do not respond to calls or texts from unknown numbers or any others that appear suspicious. 2. Never share your personal or financial information via email, text message, or over the phone. 3. Be cautious if you're being pressured to share any information or make a payment immediately. 4. Scammers often spoof phone numbers to trick you into answering or responding. Remember, government agencies will never call you to ask for personal information or money. 5. Do not click any links in a text message or email. If a friend sends you a text with a suspicious link that seems out of character, call them first to make sure they weren't hacked. And 6. Always check on a charity by calling or looking at their actual website before donating money. A Sheridan woman has been charged with receipt of child pornography, distribution of child pornography, and 2 counts of production of child pornography, and has pleaded not guilty. Jessica Lynn Derking, 34, entered her plea Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Cheyenne. Chief U.S. Magistrate Kelly Rankin remanded Derking to the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service and scheduled her trial for May 26th. If convicted, she faces a maximum penalty of 5 to 20 years for receipt and distribution of child pornography and 15 to 30 years for each count of production of child pornography. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.